can afford it.
You're not gonna need it.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this afternoon. Welcome along. Well, it's time to take 25 wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Put your feet up. Relax. Pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. From Brooke Fraser.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? I was eavesdropping the other day, which I shouldn't have been doing. I don't know. It was just there, you know.
Your ears were working. What can you do?
You know, just sometimes you're sitting in a cafe and you just overhear a conversation and you try and shut it out, but it doesn't. But I heard one of them say, what does it mean to be a woman?
Oh.
And I thought,
oh, interesting. Now, you see, my ears would have picked up to this.
Yeah. And I think it had started off because they were talking about the Jacinda moment, probably was it 3 or 4 weeks ago now, when she was being asked what she was going to wear for the debate.
For the debates.
And yeah, and so they got into this conversation, and it got me thinking, gosh, what does it mean to be a woman? But, you know, funnily enough, the first thing I thought of was, well, we don't have to put up with those dangly things between our legs.
Yeah, that's definitely one point.
Mind you, those dangly things would come in handy when you're kind of on a road
on
trip
a long
and
road
you have
trip.
To stop
yes,
somewhere and there's no
exactly.
toilets anywhere.
Yes.
Then I could probably swap for those dangly bits between my legs. But, yeah, I suppose we all get categorised, don't we? You know, and when you think of the categories that we fall into as a woman, you know, a woman to start with, a mother, a wife, someone who's out in the workforce. Mm. Yeah, there's lots of stuff, isn't it? That, who are we as women?
It's a good question. I think a lot of women, I mean, I still think it's crazy that women are not paid equally to men.
Oh, yeah. Yet. Don't get me started on that.
Really, that just blows my mind. It's getting better, but still, hello, really? In this day and age, it should just not be a question.
If you're doing the same thing, why would you not
exactly,
be getting the same
pay? Just because you're a different gender.
Yeah.
It's the same as just because you're a different skin colour. It doesn't matter, you know? Anyway. But I think with regards to women too, you know, you've got, especially if you're a bit older, you've got children, you know, the people in the workforce. There's a few good questions that we picked up a few weeks ago that we were chatting about that you cannot actually ask.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got children, I think a lot of employers immediately think, uh-oh, well, how old are your children? What happens if they're sick? Do you have somebody that, you know, and those, these are the questions that I've been asked.
Yeah, wow.
You know, well, how old are your children? Do you have support? What happens if they get sick? Are you able to still, you know, do the job that you need to do? Blah, blah, blah.
And so do you just kind of turn around and say, well, actually, my husband actually takes care of the children?
My husband's a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah. But you're right. So we can see ourselves getting put into a category that because of your gender, you suddenly are seen as the main caregiver for the children. It would be you. Who would go and have to look after them.
Another thing I think is if you are attractive, and for some reason, and I'm not classing all men like this, but for some reason a lot of men think that you're dumb.
I think research has actually shown this as well. And gosh, we can use that.
Oh,
you know, that's one thing that we can use as a woman.
It's been hilarious, you know, particularly going through my career. And
for our listeners out there, Kim is awesomely pretty.
Oh, thank you. Those are the good genes. But, you know, going along and a lot of my bosses would come to me and say, oh, you know, you're actually really smart. And I'd go, oh, interesting. Okay. Where did that come from? Well, you're quite a smart cookie, aren't you?
That's incredible.
I have a brain and I use it. Yeah. You know, just because I'm attractive doesn't mean that we don't have a brain and we're not able to use it. So, and I think a lot of women, they are judged according to how they dress and what they look like.
I think that's probably true, actually, as much as I don't like to say that. But I think if we're honest with ourselves, it is probably true. And then does that affect the choices that we make because we're treated in a particular way? I mean, we all have a choice to how we want to portray ourselves. But we've also got that peer pressure of society, the society we live in. So does it, you know, do you suddenly dress down because, you know, you... I don't know, you don't want to celebrate who you are because other people can't handle it.
Yeah. I mean, it's never changed me. I am who I am and I dress the way I want to dress. But you do, I guess, have to be mindful of what you dress and how what you dress in. You know, if you're showing your legs, is that portraying something to somebody in a different way. I think there was a few years back that there was one of the women in Parliament was told not to wear short skirts or something to that effect. I can't remember who it was now.
Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah. I can see her face.
I can see her face too.
And she wears the big dangly earrings.
Yes, and she had beautiful legs.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not that the skirts were super short.
Yeah.
So...
And that's interesting. My sister used to work in the gardens on the road, you know, in the parks and reserves and the roundabouts on the roads and everything else. And she would often, you know, in the middle of summer be wearing shorts and a bikini top.
Oh, wow.
And they got complaints.
Oh, for pizza.
Because people, you know, go round and round about and thinking, oh, what is that, you know. And
lose concentration.
Yeah. And you kind of think, who's got the problem here? You know. Each and every one of us should be absolutely proud of who we are, you know. And but again, you're right, it's the choices that we do make, but do those choices get kind of hammered down? We know about the glass ceiling, as you've talked about, you know, the disparity between pay. Do we make that choice to think, actually, I want to get through that glass ceiling, but how hard a work is it that it just wears us down? Or do we make the choice that actually... I want to be a mum. I want to actually stay at home and look after my kids, and I shouldn't be judged for that at all, because that's who I am as a woman. Yeah.
And I think a lot of the stay-at-home mums feel embarrassed. We used to. I think it's improving now. But it used to be, you're just a stay-at-home mum.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, that's the
greatest, hardest
work ever. Yeah.
It's the hard, because it's 24/7. 7 days a week. You know, 365 days of the year, you do not get any time off, not even to go to the loo.
Exactly.
And I don't think, you know, people appreciate that, or they didn't. I think they're appreciating it a bit more now, but there's still that, you're a stay-at-home mum, you must have lots of time on your hands.
Yeah, right.
It's like, wow.
She was interesting. I was listening to the radio the other day, and a young man, I can't even remember what the topic was, but a young man, he called in. He was the stay-at-home dad.
Brilliant.
His wife had a very, very well-paid job. But it was a year down, and he says, I've got to find some work. He said, I can't handle this. He said, I can't handle it anymore. So isn't it interesting? And I don't know, we're genetically wired that we're nurturing. And I suppose that's how the human race survives, does it?
Exactly. Yeah. The thing is, too, then you've got the mums that go to work. Now, in South Africa, we both had to work. There was just no two ways about it. And you still have to be mum.
Yeah, true.
But you also still have to be a businesswoman. So that alone is the extra pressures of that. You know, I mean, I know with us running our business and we've got the children and it's dropping and carting and taking to school and sport and all the extras that go with it. And then trying to be a career person in the same breath, it really does take a lot of juggling. And you have to have your diary needs to be absolutely on point. Because
imagine forgot to pick up that, that child.
Sorry. Mum, where are you? Oh, whoops, sorry. But, you know, with all the sport as well, and then there's project groups and whatever that the children are busy with, and then you still have most mums these days that are also having to work. There's not that many mums that can stay home because of the financial situation. Nowadays, both mum and dad have to work.
And I suppose when we think back, actually, that that question, what does it mean to be a woman, would have been quite different to my mother's generation to what it is to our generation because of the financial constraints we have and having to get out there. So now that role is changing, whether for good or bad, who knows. But, there's quite a... quite a different way of living now to survive.
Yeah. I think a lot of the dads are stepping up and realising, it's not just me at work, my wife's at work too. And even if mum is at home, you know, hopefully they're realising the tough job it is. because it can get quite lonely if you're not, if you don't have a coffee group or a play group that you, your kids can go to. It can get quite lonely, and you don't have that adult stimulation. You know, speaking to a two-year-old all day gets quite draining.
I could imagine so. And you know, it is interesting as you talk about a woman in perspective of family, where on the other side with myself choosing not to have, any children, and then how you are looked at because of that.
Yes, so you judge. Because you not have children.
Can you not have them?
Yes.
Hang on a moment. No, I have a choice to whether I want them or not.
Yeah.
And then you're right, you're put into this other category of a definition of what a woman is.
People judging you. Yeah.
How
can you not? Well, it's a choice you have.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The thing that we've been blessed with, isn't it? The ability to choose.
Absolutely. Mm. And again, it's back to those pressures that society put on us and what our role should look like.
Yes, exactly.
And to be able to do that. Let's just take a break for a moment. And just while we're listening, I think we'll put on another female singer, I think, to celebrate our Woman Day today.
Absolutely.
Take a moment. What do you think it means to be a woman? Great track from Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm. So another one of our great female counterparts out there.
Yeah. Mm. Doing magic out there.
Yeah. That's what we do. But that's what we do as women. We do magic.
We do. Well, you know, we create. We create life.
Yeah, and something our male counterparts can't
no,
do.
No, exactly.
They can be part of it.
They can, yeah.
They're contributing
they
to
can
it.
They can contribute.
Yeah.
But a lot of women don't actually need that either, which is a bit weird. Mm. But, you know, each their own. It's the choices they make. But John often says, you know, women create so much, not just life, but you give women, you know, food and they'll create a meal out of that.
Okay.
So that's
you might
creative.
Be able to do that, Kim. I've a little bit wrong on my side.
I've tasted your soups, and your soups are amazing. So yes, you created that. You know, you create meal. You know, we help the family. We nurture. We help. We grow. That's what we do. That's sort of the role we have. But there's been a lot of talk, I guess, about women's lib.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it grounds John because he says we should if you want to be treated equally, then that's how you should come across. The women's lib business drives him nuts. But I've always, in South Africa, me being English and John being Afrikaans, there was a bit of a niggle with John's family, side of the family, mainly his father, because he's very Afrikaans. And I come from an English-speaking South African family where my voice was heard. And that's just how I grew up. I didn't know any difference. So if I didn't like something, I would say, I don't like that. Or, you know, and John's dad would often say something and John could see me wanting to say something and he would sort of kick me under the table, just don't say anything. Because that's just not how I was brought up.
Yeah. I sometimes struggle a little bit with the whole woman's lib thing because I think sometimes I feel it goes too far. That
yes.
They're wanting you to be and act like a man. Now, why should we
no,
act
a woman.
Like a man?
Enjoy.
We're a woman.
Exactly.
And so absolutely, I think, total equal rights, but not to lose who you are and what you can bring to the workplace or to whatever you're doing because of who you are, not because you're trying to be like somebody else who's successful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, celebrate your femininity.
Yeah.
Celebrate who you are as a woman. No, we cannot do everything a man can do.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. And you know what? That's okay. We're not meant to do everything that a man or a woman can do. That's why we're separate.
Actually, it reminds me when you were talking before just about giving food and being able to create something. And when I think back to my mum's and even my grandmother's generation, you know, where very much often mum was at the home in a very nurturing role. And the preserving they used to do, the baking that they would used to do along with that, you know, all became part of that role that they took in that nurturing role.
Yeah. And I think with working mums, I think they can be quite hard on themselves because they don't always have the time to do the baking, you know, and putting as much effort into making food and that type of thing. So you've got to have that balance going on. You know, if
absolutely,
you're a working mum, you've got to remember too that you have to have time for yourself, as we all do, whether we're men or female, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's right. And then sharing those together, you know, as a couple, as two partners, to be able to share those roles when both are out at work, and to be able to share those roles in the house and the roles with the children as well. And that's just, I suppose, in a nutshell, respecting each other for what
absolutely.
You bring to that particular relationship.
Yep.
So
I don't think one brings more than the other. I think
we
should be treated equally because we're equally as important.
Yeah. And just to finish off with today, I don't know whether you've seen the ad on telly, and it was for Father's Day, and the young boy didn't have, obviously was just living with his mum and didn't have a father figure in his life. And so he was Googling what to do for Father's Day.
Oh,
and so his mum had seen it as well and was quite distressed about this, you know, not having that father figure. But there it was, Sunday morning, the Father's Day morning, and he had made a card for her and it said, Happy Father's Day, Mum.
Oh, bless.
And I thought that's pretty
brilliant.
Cool. So whoever we are, for us women out there, we have qualities and we make decisions for ourselves to be who we would want to be. That's it for this week. Not an easy question actually to answer even as two women, but
exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
We'll see you the same time, same place next week.
I've stolen all the stars to make a wish weekend.